Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the greatest show in sport.
The biggest football game in the history of Western civilization. What a ride it's been.
Damn right. It's time for your NFL power rankings here on Shan, RJ, and Chop on 105 Through the Fan. Shan is out sick today, or Shay, or Shayna, or Sean, or Sean, depending. Did I do it right? It's Sean or Sean.
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 Sean, not Sean.
Right.
I literally just did the same thing.
No, you.
I know what I did.
You pronounced the U without knowing it.
Yeah. Where do you? How do we want to do this? Do we want to go 1-5 like we did last week? Or are we going 5-1? There's a little bit of, there could be a little bit of intrigue. You had a big victory from the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
You had the Chiefs dropping one against their kryptonite, the Cincinnati Bengals. Cowboys won big. So which direction do you want to count here?
Let's go 5-1 this week. Now I tell you this, I did one thing. I also, when I went through my rankings.
Yep.
I also wanted to see how different my power rankings were from who I believe the quarterbacks are having the best year on.
Interesting.
Like, do they match up?
Right. Because quarterback play is very important.
It doesn't really matter.
So we're going to start with number 5. Do you know who you had last week, how you had it ranked?
Yes.
What was your order last week?
Okay, my order last week was Cowboys at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo at 4.
Okay.
Philly, Miami, and Kansas City.
Okay. That's about what I thought you had. Now, with Shan being out today, we got Preston Hillis.
That's right.
Back there on the board. Mm-hmm. And he is going to come at it with his power ranking. So let's lead off. Let's go with Preston.
All right.
Yep. Preston, we're going 5-1. Who do you have at number 5?
I have the Cincinnati Bengals. They've gotten hot lately. They've beaten the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, 3 times this year, in the year 2022.
Damn.
2 last year, or last season, and then 1 this year. So I have the Bengals up at number 5.
You say Bengals instead of Bengals?
Bengals, Bengals.
See, I do hear that difference as opposed to
it's
Sean rich. And Sean.
Well, there's one in both.
Yeah. All right, Cincinnati Bengals at number 5. I don't think any of us had Cincinnati in it last week.
We did not. I tinkered with the idea of it, but no, I hadn't put them in there just yet.
RJ Choppy, who's your number 5 team this week? Last week it was the Dallas Cowboys. Did they move up?
We'll find out. But I have Cincinnati here as well.
Oh, now, look at that.
I'm going to admit, this is probably recency bias. And I get it. I get it. But they are coming on like gangbusters, this team. And
yep.
They've had a slightly more difficult schedule than Miami, per the metrics. Like, so far to start the year, and they've got a slightly more difficult one the rest of the way, even though both teams have played very tough schedules. The one thing about Cincinnati is that they've had quite a bit of luck in terms of some of the variants of their games, but the schedule strength, I know it's very collegey, but I give them the nod here, and I put Cincinnati at 5.
The Cincinnati Bengals. It's interesting, too, because they got drubbed by the Browns in one game. But you look at their 3 other losses, lose by 3 to Pittsburgh on a game where, you remember, they shanked a field goal that should have won the game for them. They lost to Dallas by 3 with Cooper Rush, and then they lost by 2 to the Ravens. So they've lost a lot of close games this year, and they've had a couple of nice beatdown victories. They beat the Jets by 15. They beat the Falcons by 18, Panthers by 21. So they're taking care of business, and then that big victory over the Chiefs. I do not have the Bengals at number 5, so we're going to split there. I have the Dallas Cowboys. I know. Choppy just looked at me like, I said Sean instead of Sean, but difference. I just,
you have four teams better than the Cowboys.
I can't, as we get deeper into the list and I give you the other teams, I'll kind of explain it away. I can't
I don't
do that
think
right
you
now.
Can hear me scratching my beard in confusion, but I'm scratching my beard.
He's incredibly
confusion.
Confused.
Are you trying not to be a homer here?
No. Like I said, once we get deeper in the list, I will clarify. But for me, like as to why I have other teams ahead of them, but I think we all agree that was not the type of performance that it looked like on Sunday. Not that
right,
it was bad.
No.
It's just I don't think
all right,
that just
Dan Orlovsky.
I don't think just on the it's going to be the biggest disappointment in 26 years if they don't make it. They can't beat Philly. Yeah, Dan Orlovsky. I look at it and say that this is a team that I think may be better than the teams in front of them. I can't call it yet until we progress ahead a couple of weeks. Peyton Russell, who's your number four?
So I believe this team has been here the last few weeks. They haven't moved down, haven't moved up, but I have the Dallas Cowboys at number four.
The Dallas Cowboys. It's interesting because I'm getting killed for not moving them up, but Peyton didn't move them up from four.
But they're higher than your five.
It's true.
They are higher than your five. Mm-hmm. That is factually correct.
RJ, who you got at number four?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh, this is very interesting.
I had Philly initially over the Cowboys all year because of their offense.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of the entire season, the Eagles' offense has been better. But that does not mean it is better now since Dak Prescott's return.
Right.
For the year, it has been. So as of right now, I think the Cowboys are going to win more games the rest of the way, and Philadelphia is.
Enough to close that deficit? Eagles have a kind of a cush schedule.
Not enough to close the deficit. Cowboys are not going to win the division. The Eagles will win the division. I'm cool with that. Like, I get that. It's going to happen.
You know what would potentially happen there, though? It might work out better, because if you win the division, your first playoff game very well could be against a team like San Francisco.
Well, are you assuming they don't win the division?
Yeah, but I'm saying if you don't win the division, then you get Tampa, which I think is a much more preferable. I mean, you never want to beg for Tom Brady, but I think that it might be a more favorable matchup, honestly, than whoever you might get as the lowest seed carrying into the second round.
Yeah, look, I'll tell you this. If they go to the playoffs, they lose to Tampa on the road in the first round, I'm like, history's going to look at that game. I'm like, all right, it was Tom. If you go to Seattle and you lose to Seattle in the opening round,
yeah,
I'll be like, guys, it's just never going to happen for us.
Number four for me, the universally on this show disrespected San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, dear God.
And I'm not moving them from where they were. They have a 16-point victory against the second best team in the league per RJ Choppy. The only reason why
teams
they don't
win games,
No, I know, but it's a huge victory, and we're talking about a team that's given up 7 points in the second half over the last 5 weeks.
Teams They've go cross country and
dominant.
Lose games all the time.
They've been dominant on defense, and the only reason they don't bump up is because we still got to. I anticipate they're going to get by fine with Brock Purdy, but I've got to see it. So that's the only reason they didn't move up with a huge victory. They would have if that would have happened. But I got the 49ers at number four. Peyton, who's number three?
Number three, the team that just lost to my number five team, the Bengals, Kansas City Chiefs, number three.
That's strong. Why do you drop them?
I dropped the Chiefs. I think I had them one last week.
Right. Why'd you drop the Chiefs?
Because they lost to the Bengals.
But, I mean, that was enough to bring the Bengals up. Like, I feel like, isn't that a little contradictory? Like, if it's such a great victory for the Bengals that it brings them up, should it drop the Chiefs?
I think the Chiefs had a two-score lead in that game. They blew that. I felt like they had chances to win the game. I mean, you can't lose that game with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, even on the road.
So you have KC three.
Three. That's strong to me. RJ Choppy, who's your number three?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Choppy is higher on them than anybody else. I'd be interested. I wonder where Sean would have them.
I'm gonna go some nerd stats for you here.
Hit us.
They're second in DVOA behind Buffalo. That's a per play efficiency metric. How good you are per play. Mm-hmm. They are first in weighted DVOA, which looks at the most recent games in a more powerful way than the previous games. So,
which is what matters, given Dak Prescott's return.
Games earlier in the year have less and less importance in that form of the metric than they do now. Anyway, They're also first in a stat called Dave. By the way, these I hate the names that they put there.
Dave, on FX, whatever.
Which matches preseason projections with on-field performance. Basically, are you a fluke or not?
Right. So the Giants would get dinged.
The Giants would get dinged in Dave because their preseason projection does not match their performance. So people think it's a little bit of a fluke.
Dave Gettleman getting revenge. Sure.
The Cowboys are 11th in offense and first in defense and fifth in special teams. And that's pretty much a major reason why they're one of the favorites to win it all right now. Their offense has gone from mid-pack to encroaching the top 10. And I assume by the time we get to January, their offense will settle in around the 6 or 7 range. So I have the Cowboys at 3.
I have the Philadelphia Eagles at 3. And I think I believe that Dallas and San Francisco are both better than them. I can't ignore a 11-1 start and the fact that, I mean, they just beat down a decent Titans team and they did beat Dallas earlier. As soon as I can get to Christmas Eve and Dallas beats them, which they will, I will then comfortably be able to say, all right, now there's no argument for it. Here it is. This is where it is. Dallas above the Eagles. And San Francisco, I'm pretty sure, is better, but it's the same thing. I got to hold San Francisco at 4 until I see how the quarterback plays out. But I think San Francisco and Dallas are better. I would have Dallas. Honestly, if Dallas beats San Francisco or beats Philly in a couple weeks, I would guess Dallas leapfrogs both San Francisco and Philly. But there we go. Number 2, Peyton.
So I do have the Philadelphia Eagles at number 2. I had them 3 last week. I was really impressed with their win over the Titans. They shut down Derrick Henry. They shut down the Titans. Ryan Tannehill. 35-10. I don't care if you're at home on the road. That's a really good win. I wanted to put them number 1, but I just couldn't yet. But I do have the Eagles at number 2.
Oh my gosh, somebody's going to call in and rescind their bid based off of your Philly love. Chop, what do you got? Number 2.
Buffalo.
Buffalo Bills.
They are top 4 in every category. No other team is close. The Ravens are 6-9-1.
Nice.
Bills are 4-4-3. Yeah, that is nice. It's like they're playing two different sports than the rest of the league. The only difference between them and my number 1 team, which I'll give it away, it is Kansas City.
Boom.
Is that Kansas City has the better quarterback. And Josh Allen played like Davis Mills for 6 weeks.
Who's going to be starting this week, it sounds like, by the way, against
the Cowboys? Who's going to be starting, it sounds like, the all-neck team. I've got a little spinal compression going on. My neck is shrinking. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have Davis Mills' neck. I'd be back to my original height. I'd be back to my original height if I had Davis Mills. I'd probably be taller than my original if I had Davis Mills' neck.
Everybody's looking for a couple more inches. I also have the Buffalo Bills, number 2. And with us getting late here, I also have Kansas City, number 1. So I actually didn't change anything in my rankings. Choppy had the Bengals, Eagles, Cowboys, Bills, and Chiefs. And then who's your number 1 quickly, Peyton?
The Bills.
Bills. Makes sense. So Peyton has Cincinnati, Dallas, Kansas City, Philly, and Buffalo. Coming up next here on 105 Through the Fan, we will talk with NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. That's next here on The Fan.
Well, let's get you over to K-Post Roofing and Waterproofing, the official roofing and waterproofing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Man, it is a great opportunity to get K-Post Roofing to come on out to your home. They install the highest quality roofing materials, and they're in the business of protecting you from rising electricity costs as an authorized Tesla solar roof dealer. And you know, that roof that you see on AT&T Stadium, that's K-Post Roofing and Waterproofing. They built the roof and they fixed the roof at the American Airlines Center after the season was over. Remember that? Remember that that leak we had during the playoffs? And now they're in the business of protecting you from those electricity costs with Tesla solar roofs. They want to be able to help you out. There's a do-it-yourself online estimating calculator that you can use. They're also ushering in some fun and goodwill with the Santa Certified Roof Campaign. Every roof inspection that they perform will be declared Santa Certified. We schedule that free roof. You're also going to receive a free solar savings report. And all that is benefiting the Lake Dallas School District just for scheduling that free roof. It's always a good time of year to be able to help people out. And you can do that. 972-385-3772. 972-885-3772 or kpostcompany.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.